Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Ward. In today's presentation, I'm going to talk about the new Web Intelligence Rich Client 3.1 product. It's a subset product available in the Business Objects suite of products. Be sure to check out my GoGo profile and send in any questions or comments using the box below. Okay, let's get started. For many of you, Rich Client is going to be a step into a new world. The Web Intelligence Rich Client product was created by Business Objects as a way of allowing us to bring in personal data files, including both Excel and text files. Business Objects had promised that in the 3 release that they would be giving us that ability, and they were never able to fully integrate it into the actual Web Intelligence product. Now, the beauty of the product is that there are a lot of ancillary uses that many people don't even think about. Some really great advantages to using this product. But there are some drawbacks as well. I'm going to kind of highlight some of these and point out some things for you. And if you have an opportunity to take some formal training from us at some later point, you'll find it to be very enlightening. First of all, when you come into the Web Intelligence Rich Client product and you come up to the front end menu, you have a series of options that come up. One of them allows you to import documents. Now, what does that mean? That means you can go out to your InfoView portal. And you can take any Webby document or other document that's there, and you can import it down locally and work on it within the Rich Client product. The beauty there is I can have more than one document that I download, and I can open up more than one document at a time. I then can copy and paste around between them. I can store those documents locally on my local desktop, which provides some nice additional advantages for backup purposes and the like. And then when I'm done, I can export those back out to the portal. And put them back out for public use by other people. So a little hidden advantage to that that a lot of people don't think about as part of that process. When you come in, you have one option that will bring up one of the icons will allow you to select from a previous list of sources, including, for example, Excel and other universes and the like. The second option allows you to open up an existing document, and it will look locally for those documents. And the third option allows you to import. Okay? So you can import from the portal. Should you select a new document and a new data source, it will come back with a little window that says, do you want to select from a universe or from a local data source? And if you do select the local data source, you will then be asked to identify specifically the folders, subfolders of where it is, and so on. And there are some options that come up as well that provide you with the ability to designate that the first row might contain column headings, as would be typical of Excel, and so on. Now, the beauty is once you get into the product, it basically has the look and feel of the Web Intelligence products. So, as I tell many customers, this provides a great vehicle for you to continue to work in a way that you need to work, where you need to be able to bring in personal data files, but yet get you started in working with the new Web Intelligence product. Because eventually, I feel that these products will be merged together. It'll be a single view later on. We'll have one single product, as opposed to having this in-between product that you're all using right now. So you want to be aware of that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the key tips and tricks in terms of using it. When you work on it locally, it creates multiple tabs. Should you open up multiple documents, you can save those back locally into your own personal document folders, My Documents or My Business Objects documents or wherever. And then additionally, and I always say in addition to that, you might also want to be able to re-export those back out to be shared by others. Okay? The file extension will be a .wid extension, a Web Intelligence document, just like Webby. And if you're storing it locally, then obviously whatever folder and subfolder you put it in. So that becomes a control factor for you. It can be a secured folder or whatever in particular case. You can import and export those at will, assuming you have access to the tool as well. Some other things, once you have brought in multiple data sources, one of the big issues is how do I bring all that data together? And as part of the regular Web Intelligence product, you might remember there's a new merging dimension feature that came out in the XIR2 version of Webby that's carried over to 3.1 and allows you to connect in and merge together, or link is really what merging does, each of those various different sources together. So I can bring in 2 or 3 different Excel spreadsheets where I might be doing projections and so on. And I can bring in a couple queries against a couple different universes. Bring that all into one single document, pull it all onto one single report on a single report tab, And providing that I've merged all the appropriate dimensions together correctly, I can then turn around and have a combined report. Some hidden bonuses. What if you had a universe where one of the objects you're bringing in, one of the dimensioned objects, has data that's incompatible with the object from other sources? Classic example, quarters. Maybe that universe has quarters defined as 1, 2, 3, 4, and every other data source, be it a universe or your Excel spreadsheets, they all have Q1, 2, 3, and 4. You can dump that data out, assuming you don't exceed the 65,536 max. You can edit it in Excel, and now you bring Excel back in as a data provider, or you've made the appropriate adjustment to the data. Remember, we can't change data in Webby. We can only report on it and define calculations. You then can bring that data source in, merge that in with all of the other data sources, link it all together, which is what your original objective was, and now all of your numbers or your measures will synchronize correctly. So a little hidden bonus a lot of people don't think about. You can do all of your reporting from Excel spreadsheets and bring it all into Rich Client. You may not have any queries running against any universes. Perfectly good use of the product. A lot of people did that in the desktop days because they liked the ease of use and the functionality and the drag and drop and so on, and it carries forward into Webby Rich Client. So you might find that you want to bring all of your Excel in and only Excel and use it within the Webby Rich Client product, and that will work just fine. Now, there is a footprint involved. It doesn't require an install. One of the nice options is through preferences for the Web Intelligence product, there's a radio button you can click on that will allow you to install the Rich Client from the portal locally and set it up correctly for you, assuming you have that option set up and security rights to it as well, because there is that piece of the puzzle as well. So you want to watch out for that. Assuming you do have the product now installed, you can start working with it. One of the beauties is that you may be the only Rich Client user in your department. You can bring in the Excel in addition to your queries against your universes. You can put it all together into a nice, concise document, create some very nice output reports, save it locally, and then export it out to the portal. Now, by doing that, maybe into a public folder, you provide a tool for users where they can open up that document through the Web Intelligence product, even though they're not a Rich Client user. Now, what does that mean? They, in turn, can see those Excel numbers, and they can do minor editing to it. They can edit that report as far as any query against any universe. They are going to be locked out, unfortunately, from editing the Excel or any other personal data file source. But the point is they can bring that in as a data source that you set up for them in advance, and at least they can report off of it. And they can make minor editing changes in terms of format. So it provides an excellent tool, an excellent vehicle where not everybody's licensed for the product. You push it out as a valid Rich Client user. You push it out to the individual users. They, in turn, can run and work with that report. They can refresh it as far as the non-Excel, non-personal data file from a universe perspective and keep their reports up to date. Now, if you want to keep that up to date yourself, one of the things you will have to do is you would have to re-import that locally, change your Excel or refresh it locally, assuming you're connected to the data provider, refresh your Excel part. Of course, refresh the other parts of it you want as well. You can resave that locally, re-export that out to the InfoView portal into a public shared folder that others have access to, and then they in turn would have the updated data. There's an enhancement coming out in one of the latest service packs that's due out shortly that will allow people to refresh the Excel part of it. We'll provide a connection or a link to those personal data files down the road so that you don't have to continually re-import and export to update those. We're waiting for that feature to come in. Hopefully that will open it up and give us even more flexibility. So keep in mind, the Webby Rich Client tool, it's like a front end that allows you to select either your universes or other data sources, be it Excel or personal, to bring those in as another data source, run multiple queries against universes, bring it all into a single document, merge it all together, and combine that into a nice document that you in turn can export and share with others. That completes my presentation on the Web Intelligence Rich Client product. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation, and I do look forward to your comments and questions. There's a lot more insight I can give you with an expanded time window. Be sure to check out my profile. Send any questions that you might have, and I will try to reply as quickly as I can. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, Just search the GoGo Radio archive for my name, Michael Ward, if there's a show you would like to see. Let me know. I can put those together for you. We do a lot of lunch and learn type presentations, and I'd be happy to let you know. You can just send me an email. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.